I was asked to speak about progressive sanctification. It's amazing to see in scriptures that God's people, His children, are called saints. We are not of this world. And because we are not of this world, by portraying the sanctity of God in us, the world will hate us. That's an absolute truth. Our Lord said, He said, "They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth." Speaking about the Old Testament. That was Christ speaking the night before He was crucified in prayer to His Father. And He was referring Himself to "your word is truth." He was referring to the Old Testament. And it's amazing that in our scripture that is composed of the 66 inspired books that we have in the Old and New Testament, there is one book that was written especially to the Hebrews or the Jewish people. It was one of the books that was not accepted by many to be in the canon of the Bible. One of the reasons is because there's no one who was, I would say, was able to write who was writing that letter. And I'm referring to the book of Hebrews. And in the book of Hebrews, we all know that this book was written especially to the Hebrews that were all around, dispersed in Rome and around the Christian world. They were living in a time when they were being persecuted. So just considering that, for example, this book is written to a people that are being persecuted. And why were they persecuted? They were being persecuted because there were people in authority who were against Christianity. I would say the greatest or the biggest religion that existed was Judaism, from where Christianity came out from. And many of the Christians were considering to returning to their past religion. So they were about to commit apostasy. Speaking in our day, today, even our Lord said that in the final days, if the days aren't shortened, many will fall away. Many will fall away. So this book, the book of Hebrews, is very applicational to us who have been sanctified. It is our responsibility as God's children to pursue holiness. Speaking about progressive sanctification, it is us pursuing sanctity, pursuing holiness. Biblical doctrines will, with its implications, are the fuel for the pursuit of God and His holiness. Sanctify them in your truth. Your word is the truth. As I said, though Hebrews wasn't accepted by many people in the first century as part of the canon of the Bible, we can faithfully trust that in God's providence, He placed that book in our scriptures today. In our pursuit of holiness, we can only be acceptable to God when we have been forgiven, justified, as Timmy will explain, sanctified by God's grace alone, through faith alone in Christ alone, by the testimony of Scripture alone, for the glory of God alone. Those are the five solas of Reformation. And my brothers, tonight, I would like to urge you that we be passionate about our pursuit of sanctity. I want to urge us all that through God's word, we may be encouraged to pursue passionately holiness. In the book of Hebrews, it says that without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Progressive or practical sanctification ought to be distinguished by our urgent, intentional, joyful, passionate pursuit for holiness and our intentional encouragement to others to be holy in all their manner of life. This is exactly what the writer of Hebrews was doing when he took time to write a letter to those Jews. He was intentionally, passionately looking to encourage those that were going to read that book to pursue holiness. Especially, he is exalting and he is highlighting the supremacy of Christ. There's no one greater than Jesus Christ. We will invest, hopefully, 1 hour this weekend in one of the controversial books that wasn't accepted, as I said, in the first century in the biblical canon. Hebrews was omitted from both the Marcionite canon, written around 144 after the Lord's death, and the Muratorian canon, written around 170. It was not until the Council of Carthage in 397 AD that Hebrews was accepted into the canon of the Bible. Yet, as I said, in God's providence, He has taken care that we today in the 21st century can open His Word and meditate on His truth, especially about our practical or our progressive sanctification. Its purpose was to exhort Christians to persevere in the face of persecution. At this time, certain believers were considering turning back to Judaism, the Jewish system of law, to escape being persecuted for their faith in Christ as their Savior, following the system of grace saved by Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sin. My brothers, this is applicable for us today. With this pandemic, like someone would say, this plandemic, they're trying to silence God's children, the sanctified. They've even went to the extent of closing down churches in other countries. And we're living in a time where we need to stand up and be passionate about our holiness. I would like, my brothers, to invite you to open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 10. Verses, we'll just meditate on two verses, verse 10 and verse 14. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10 and verse 14. Let's be joyful for the blessed assurance that we have been and are being sanctified. This is what I would like for us to just keep in our mind and in our hearts tonight. Let us be joyful for the blessed assurance that we have been, in the past, and are being this present moment, are being sanctified. Let us pray. Father God, I want to ask you, Father, that you use my mouth. I'm just, Father, an instrument. Your word, Father God, is our truth that we can hold on to be passionate, to be encouraged, to have that intensity, to live a life, Lord, where we would be joyful for what you have done in our lives and what you are doing concerning our sanctification, Father God. May we be encouraged by your word. I ask this, Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's be joyful for the blessed assurance that we have been and are being sanctified by believing God's inspired word. God's inspired word in Hebrews 10:10 says, "And by that will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." Once for all. My brothers, that word, we have been sanctified. In the grammatical construction, it is a perfect participle. And a perfect participle is represents an action as already completed, yet it affects the present time. We have been sanctified. There's no one here who has been caused to be born again by God's great mercy, that can say that he is not a holy person. We have been sanctified. It is a one-time action that endures for the lifetime of the faithful. It is a one-time action that endures for the lifetime of the faithful. God's word says, and by that will, speaking about Christ's new covenant. I do believe that whenever we participate of the Lord's communion, of the Lord's table, we always hear, this is my blood of the new covenant. By his blood, we have been sanctified. And if you read the entire chapter, you will see that it speaks about the sacrifice that was presented in the Holy of Holies once a year by a high priest. But Christ came and he fulfilled the will because he came to be the high priest. And he offered a sacrifice, his death upon that cross, so that we may be forgiven from our sins. As I said, in the grammatical construction, that word where we see have been sanctified, the Berean literal Bible translates it having been. Having, it's a present action, having been sanctified. It's something that we have now that we got in a precise time in the past. As I said, in the context, it is speaking of those who also had received knowledge of the new covenant in Christ's blood and were considering to apostatize, to renounce their religious belief. There are times, my brothers, when we're going through difficult moments, when we are in affliction, when we are in a state that it seems that God is nowhere. We need to understand that though it may seem through our circumstances that God is nowhere around us, let us keep in mind that God is nowhere around us, but he is in us. Because his holiness dwells in us. We have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ. And in this passage, we'll be seeing it a little bit tomorrow, it speaks that we can come confidently before the throne of grace. We can come confidently because we have been sanctified. It says there, and by that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Once and for all. We are those who have faith for the preservation of our soul. Once and for all, we have been sanctified. This passage, in its context, there's a verse that it seems that someone may lose his salvation. It seems. But it's not speaking of those that have been sanctified, but those that have received the knowledge. They only have a mental knowledge. It's not an experiential knowledge. Hence the reason, my brothers, why I say, let's be joyful for the blessed assurance that we have been and are being sanctified by believing God's inspired word. It's not what I'm saying. It's here in black and white. It's even, as I said, in the grammatical construction of the Greek, it is a perfect participle in the middle passive voice. And when I say it's in the middle passive voice, it represents the subject as receiving or benefiting from the action expressed in the verb. There was totally nothing good in us. If we know what the Bible says, we were depraved totally. There's absolutely no one that does good. We are all sinners. Yet, by Christ's sacrifice, we have been sanctified. It's not based on what we do. It's not based on our works, our rituals. It's not based on a race, as Paul said in Philippians. It's based on grace alone through the mercy of God. Peter, in his first letter, he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to his great mercy, has caused us to be born again." Let's be joyful for the blessed assurance that we have been and are being sanctified by believing God's inspired word, by exhorting according to God's inspired word. We need to exhort each other. We need to encourage each other. My brothers, it's very sad that in our times that we are living, many of the holy people, because of the social distancing, because of the past lockdown, what were they doing? Staying at home. And not being there physically to encourage each other. We need to exhort each other according to God's inspired word. Listen to what the author of Hebrews says in the last chapter, in 13:22. He says, "I appeal to you." In the King James Version, it says, "I urge you, my brothers. I appeal to you, bear my word of exhortation." He is writing this letter to what? To encourage. That word, exhort, is to be beside someone. To be beside someone and encourage him. Can we do that without being together? The author of this book has the urgency, the intensity to what? To encourage those that were what? Facing persecution, The letter, my brothers, was written in between the year 65 AD and 70. It was the time after Paul was martyred and before the temple of Jerusalem burnt down. It was between those 5 years. And we know, according to history, that it was a time when they were being persecuted for being followers of Christ. And they are needed men like this writer to encourage, and he saw the urgency. And my brothers, we all need to understand that we are living in a time when there's an urgency for us to be passionate in encouraging our fellow brothers. One of the things about this writer is he exhorts, encourages, teaches with clarity, as we will see tomorrow. Speaking about, let us consider each other to be strengthened in our faith. And he portrays an entire chapter of those heroes of faith, those witnesses, that great cloud of witness, that though there were many of them, it's good to read Hebrews chapter 11 and speak about Abraham, about those ones that they have a name, but those that went unnamed, unrecognized, you know what they say about them? Some were sad. Some were tied on a piece of log, and the blade of the sawmill split them in two. Are we willing to go through that? Believe me, those that have been sanctified will go through it. You know why? We are not of this world. This world will never love us. If we're seeking to find or to get this world to like us, to love us, which is what is happening in our culture, many times we as preachers, or we who have a Facebook account, we put something away, the first thing we want is to see how many like what we said. When we stand for truth, believe me, you will be hated. My brothers, as I said, let's be joyful for the blessed assurance that we have been and are being sanctified by believing God's inspired word, by exhorting according to God's inspired word, and by applying God's word. For us who are preachers, we know that that's the science of the hermeneutics. This guy was a good preacher. He was a good preacher. He was very passionate. He was intense in getting the word of God across. That if you read the entire book of Hebrews, you will see that many times he says, let us, let us, let us. Tomorrow, we'll be seeing four of those let us. Let us encourage each other in our faith, to grow in our hope, to grow in our love, to grow in our sight, in our Christ-centered focus. My brothers, this is what we need in this world that we are living today. As I said, tomorrow we will see how we can urge passionately and intentionally each other to pursue holiness, with which the author of Hebrews writes, "Strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord." My brothers, we will see the Lord. I'm awaiting for Him. And you know why? Because I've been sanctified. It's not because of what I do or what I'm doing. It's all because of what Christ did, according to Hebrews 10:10. We have been sanctified. May our Lord help us to live a life of holiness. Let us expend, my brothers, our life by being passionate and intentional on remaining Christ-focused in ministry, of preaching and exhorting by using God's word. God bless you.